The possibility of emigration may even have beneficial effects on those who choose to stay by giving people in poor countries an incentive to invest in education. A study of Cape Verdeans finds that an increase of 10 percentage points in young people's perceived probability of emigrating raises the probability of their completing secondary school by around 8 points. Another study looks at Fiji. A series of coups beginning in 1987 was seen by Fijians of Indian origin as permanently harming their prospects in the country by limiting their share of government jobs and political power. This set off a wave of emigration. Yet young Indians in Fiji became more likely to go to university, even as the outlook at home dimmed, in part because Australia, Canada and New Zealand, three of the top destinations for Fijians, put more emphasis on attracting skilled migrants. Since some of those who got more education ended up staying, the skill levels of the resident Fijian population soared. Migrants can also affect their home country directly. In a recent book about the Indian diaspora, Devesh Kapoor of the University of Pennsylvania argues that Indians in Silicon Valley helped shape the regulatory structure for India's homegrown venture capital industry. He also argues that these people helped Indian software companies break into the American market by vouching for their quality. Finally, migrants may return home, often with skills that would have been hard to pick up had they never gone abroad. The study of Romanian migrants found that returnees earned an average of 12 to 14% more than similar people who had stayed at home. Letting educated people go where they want looks like the brainy option.